Friends, our gospel lesson comes this morning from the book of Luke, beginning in chapter 2. Let us listen for God's word for us this morning. When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told to them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them. After 8 days had passed, it was time to circumcise the child, and he was called Jesus, the name given by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Did you learn anything? Did you learn anything? Loudon, did you learn anything? This was a question I heard both of my parents say numerous times over the course of my childhood and teenage years. I remember a surprisingly reserved version from my father when I accidentally pepper sprayed him in our kitchen. The answer to that question that day was that if you put hot sauce into a screaming hot frying pan, it will vaporize, as will your social life for the rest of the year. It's funny because this is a question I also tend to ask myself as the calendar turns from December to January and I begin making assessments of my previous year. In fact, Time magazine once wrote an article about the top 10 most common resolutions people make after reflecting upon their previous year. And I'm sure that you all can guess most of those usual suspects. Lose weight, eat better, spend less time doing unimportant things, and more time doing important things. Drink more water, travel more, quit bad habits and form new and better ones. And then, of course, learn something new. In the time I've spent with the scripture this week, I keep coming back to this idea of learning. I can't help but conclude that this scripture is actually all about learning, about how we learn and why we learn. The shepherds receive this glorious message from the angels who then leave. Their curiosity sets them towards the stable where they find this child and are assured that the words they've heard are true. And so they share what they have learned, and everyone is amazed. And Mary, oh, Mary, she treasured all of those words and pondered them in her heart. Treasure, ponder, share. These are the ways in which we learn to believe in the promises of God. So what does it mean to treasure? My first thought when I hear this word is that any preoccupation with it is probably a strong indication that you are or wish to be a pirate. But really, when we treasure something, we're really just recognizing its true value to us. Now, when I say value here, I'm not talking about some monetary designation or some objective appraisal. We all know that saying that people say about one person's trash. And so rather, I'm speaking about this critical ability that allows us to discern what really matters, what is worthy of our time and our efforts and our resources, those things that draw our deep passions, our long yearnings, our unquenchable curiosity. Mary treasured these words from the angels and the shepherds because for the previous 9 months she had carried these words in her very body. Mary treasured these words because they are her child, which by God's will became flesh, and with it her very salvation. Mary treasured these words because she knew within them is the love of God, which makes even the impossible possible. Mary knew their value the moment she heard them, and she treasured them. It's important to be able to recognize value. It's the treasuring that allows us the assurance we need to truly wrestle with what we are learning and what we have heard. The author of Luke tells us that Mary ponders these words in her heart. We can't just brush over that word, because this is the only time in the New Testament that this particular word, sambalusa, that we translate as ponder, is used. Luke was an educated man. This word was chosen intentionally. He could have used many other words to convey merely thinking, but no, he wanted to be sure that the reader stopped here, recognized the uniqueness of the word, let us know that it meant more than just thinking about it. In its most literal translation from the root word, this word means thrown together, to meet with, or to consider. Mary didn't just think on these words. No, she met with, threw these words together in the very center of her being, and she considered them. Now, if any of you are good students, you know that learning has only taken root if a clear demonstration of what was learned can be offered by the student. Now, if any of our young people are still listening, you may hear them grumble as I tell you that this is often done through homework and tests. And I know that participation in mainline Christianity is going down, and I can only imagine how much quicker that decline will be if I suggest from the pulpit that there is a homework requirement or that you will be tested on the material. But I assure you that's not what I'm saying. Our demonstrations of learning speak more about the heart of what we are learning. We demonstrate what we are learning by sharing it with one another. And this sharing speaks to God's abundance. All that is learned is to be shared because it is not just for any particular one of us. It is for all of us. This is good news for the world. It is only in sharing that we may come to discern new ideas to treasure and ponder. It is the sharing that deepens our treasuring, which in turn instigates even deeper pondering, which leads to more sharing, and so on and so forth. So how do we start? If you are like me, you may think you lack the confidence to even figure out how to start. How do I treasure? What do I treasure? How do I ponder? Am I doing it right? How do I share? Is this the way? Fortunately, Scripture reminds us this morning that we are not the first. It was Mary and then the shepherds who first heard the words of the angels proclaiming good news to the world. It was Mary who treasured and pondered first their meaning, and it was the shepherds who first shared what they had learned. And it has not stopped with them. Our history and our world are full of people sharing the love of God. In 2018, a documentary about the life of Fred Rogers was released called Won't You Be My Neighbor? Y'all have probably heard me or Emily talk about this before. I love the ending of that documentary because it ends with this mashup of different commencement speeches that Fred Rogers gave in 2001 and 2002. And he said this, "From the time you were very little, you have had people who smiled you into smiling, talked you into talking, sung you into singing, loved you into loving. Some of them may be here, some may be far away, some may even be in heaven. No matter where they are, deep down you know they have always wanted what is best for you. They have always cared about you beyond measure and have encouraged you to be honest to the best and truest within you. Even when we don't know where to start, I know that each of us knows people we can look to guide us. And that is our task ahead. That is what we are to do in this new year. We must discern where we are at in our learning and where we might go with it. And fortunately, we are a part of and will contribute to a community of believers, from the ones in our own lives to Mary and the shepherds that we find in Scripture the night that Christ was born. And we will have every opportunity. Remember that resource I told y'all about at the beginning of the service? There's a lot in there. In there, you will find what this congregation treasures: the deep and meaningful engagement with our faith, the growing in our relationships with God and with our neighbors, and our commitment to justice and peace in the world. Are you looking for ways to ponder? There are plenty of those in there as well. Adult faith formation classes, Bible studies, the beloved community seeking to learn more about racial justice, care groups and ministries for every age and every person. Looking for opportunities to share, to learn by doing in community, don't worry, there are plenty in there. Ways to serve your neighbors near and far, to help guide the church to live out our shared values through committees and leadership. Helping to provide meaningful worship experiences and making space and advocating for the least of those among us. They are all in there, and we will have every opportunity to learn. So as I wrap up our message this morning, let me suggest a possible answer to the question of why we learn. Some of you have heard me say that the only person you will ever evangelize in your life is yourself. To build on this, I think learning is the way we evangelize ourselves. This is the activity. This is what we do. We learn because we have made promises to God, to every child that has ever been baptized, including Graham this morning, to each other and to God, promises to learn to love God and love ourselves and love one another so that all may know God's love. This is the love made flesh in a child whose name is Jesus, a child in whom all faith is grounded and through whom a new creation is coming and justice is on the way. So did we learn anything? Let our lives be the answer this year and in all the years to come. Amen.